Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. What a treat. You know we're here. We make a commitment each and every week to reach out there and find the things that are going to absolutely be of support to your life. And this is on a broad spectrum basis. And, of course, it takes work, but that's our job. And it's make it easy on you. You just tune in and listen. And how do I get guided to find things? Well, I pray, Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So get ready. Oh, another good show. And our program, Advanced Living Radio, is brought to you by AdvancedLiving.com, which is home of the comfort technology. Yes, it's amazing. It's a small electronic device. You plug it in. That's all. Just no muss, no fuss. Plug it in, and you watch your life get better. It's amazing. It works to shift the energies around you, endorsed by people like Jack Canfield, Harvard MD, Eva Cellhub. Visit AdvancedLiving.com and learn more. And now, oh, what a treat we are in for. How many of us have had fascination with the Egyptian culture and the pharaohs, and we hear about some of the mysteries of ancient things that have been lost. And wow, guess what today we get to do? We are going to meet Dr. Margie Mulligan, who is going to help us heal like an Egyptian. Yes, and Dr. Mulligan, or Margie as most call her, because she's such a sweetheart and so easy to be close and personal with. Amazing career. She grew up with some holistic things in terms of just mom and family, working with herbs and that kind of stuff. And that helped her throughout for a number of years. And then, 87, 92, she went into an Egyptian mystery school, and she felt like she had really found a home. She had already was interested in alternative and natural things, and then she was drawn into the world of energy and sacred ritual healing, and she found relief from emotional and mental and spiritual distress that she was experiencing in her corporate life. We need help. And then she found out about chanting that had a power to lift her state of consciousness and break through negative thought patterns. And through using the energy in her hands, she was able to shift emotional and mental and physical blocks for herself and clients. She's been doing this work 20-some years. And she completed her studies and was certified in all of these different healing modalities. And she's now formed her own mystery school here in the United States in Fort Collins, Colorado. And then in 2007, as the wheels of magic turned in her life, She came across a modality which complemented all of her healing work. These were Egyptian healing rods. And if you look at some of the pictures of some of the ancient Egyptians, they had these rods, and we didn't know what they were for, you know. Are they wrapped up a note in there? Are we going to send it off? Is it going to be a baton passed on in a race? No. Margie's going to tell us some amazing things about this stuff. And it's just wonderful. So in 2005, she had an athletic injury that required some orthopedic surgery, and she got another instrument called a Pyridyme instrument and brought that into her life for healing, and it uses sound and vibration that is FDA approved, and crystal and light. It provides a powerful relief of pain and stress and speed circulation to promote healing. Her list of things, quantum touch, creative visualization, I mean, we're talking about an alternative bazaar of wonderful good things here. And she's going to focus today a lot on the Egyptian healing rod. So let's welcome Margie. Come on in.
Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction.
Oh, my pleasure. This is exciting. I mean, I love this heal like an Egyptian. Ugh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've had so much fun since I picked that as my trademark, because people always chuckle when they hear it because of that song, you know, "Dance, Walk Like an Egyptian."
Yeah.
It just makes people chuckle when they hear it, so I know I picked the right trademark.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, of course, we got to know, what does it mean to heal like an Egyptian?
Well, I'm sure that if you talk to some of the ancient Egyptians, they would talk about cow dung and beetles and things like that, because there was that kind of healing going on too. But the kind of healing I'm talking about that's healing like an Egyptian is the kind that the pharaohs used. They used vibrational healing, and they used these handheld devices that you see in some of the old art and statues before 1500 BC. And so the Egyptian healing rods are the centerpiece. They were using the technologies used by the pharaohs to energetically raise their vibration for physical healing, for creating the future. They literally called it stepping into the future, and for the ascension process, because pharaohs had to become gods to play the role they were supposed to play in their job.
Wow.
So the Egyptian healing rods had a very powerful role in ancient Egypt before 1500 BC. And then I also use, in my Egyptian healing, I also use some of the ancient Egyptian chants and energy patterns and techniques that were used, that were taught to me in that Egyptian mystery school back in the late 80s, early 90s, along with things like quantum touch and Reiki and magnified healing, but both ancient and modern hands-on healing, as well as this Pyridyme instrument, which is actually shaped as a pyramid, and it has a crystal capstone, just like some of the ancient pyramids had, and that does vibrational healing, sound, crystal, and light, and as you said. So all of those three, the healing rods, the energy healing, hands-on energy healing, and this Pyridyme sound healing equipment, all combined together to provide a way of energetically healing using the technology of ancient Egypt.
Wow. Well, it's interesting because I love the name of your website too, www.heal-with-energy.com.
Right. That was my first website. I've got a second one as well, which is actually Heal Like an Egyptian, all run on together.
Oh, okay. All one word.
Yeah, and
letters.
that one focuses specifically on the healing rods, but you're right, the heal with energy, with hyphens in it, has kind of it's my library site, I call it, because it has everything that I've done in energy healing.
Yeah, wow. I'll tell you, we're starting to, I guess, come around again to things that were lost, and now we begin to understand it as we look at some of the indigenous peoples and then the high Egyptian vibrations of some of their healing. Now, can you give us a little bit, because we're talking about energy, and people are probably wondering, well, how does energy heal a body, or how can it help with manifesting, as you mentioned, ascension?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good question, because a lot of people just kind of took it on faith, just like I did for years, that it just kind of happened, and I didn't really know how. But there's actually scientists now that have actually investigated very systematically what happens when an energy healer or a person puts their hands on their own body and works with energy. So the energy actually goes into what's called the intracellular matrix, which is all the tissue in between the organs, the bones, the nervous system, and the circulatory system, all of the stuff surrounding all of those big pieces of our body. And then it travels further into the body, into the connective tissue, things like the ligaments and the muscles. And then it goes inside the cells in what is called the cellular matrix. So it literally, and a cell isn't just a bag of protoplasm. It's got all kinds of structure inside of it. It's actually got a skeleton. It's got all kinds of filaments and tubes and fibers and all kinds of components inside the cell, and the energy travels into that. So literally when you're putting your hands on someone or on yourself, that energy just immediately goes right into, through all the parts of the body into the cells. And
wow.
So when you're doing hands-on healing, you literally can put your hands on somebody's shoulder, and if the energy is out of balance in their hip, the energy will automatically go to that area.
Ah. Wow.
So
yeah.
You don't even have to know where to put your hands, although it's more efficient if you put your hands straight on the part that's hurting. But you can actually put your hands any place, and the body has a kind of an entire information system that sends the energy wherever it's needed. And so then for manifesting, one of the reasons why we don't have everything we want in our life is we can't hold the vibration of that desired future, because we're stuck in the vibration of our current reality. And so the healing rods help you raise your vibration so you can hold the higher reality vibration, and therefore you can align with it more. And so it's kind of like getting a boost up, like going up a ladder and being able to see the future reality more clearly and align with it so that you can actually match the vibration of the new reality.
Wow. Gosh. Margie, this is huge, because so many people more and more are catching on to this Teachings of the Secret, the movie about the law of attraction. And it was made mention in there, Abraham Hicks' work, and I think you do some of that with them as well, about, okay, if you're not feeling good, then you're going to end up with stuff that ain't good in your life, and you want to be feeling good, and then you want to align with the vibration of what you want. And it's like, well, that's nice to say, just go align with the vibration of what you want, except except if we're not feeling our best, if we don't have things around us that are lifting us on a constant or steady basis to that. And so when you said you have to be able to hold the vibration of your desired future for it to manifest.
Yes.
And
there's lots of ways to do that, but the healing rods allow you an assistance to help you boost your energy so that you can become familiar with what it feels like.
And now with these rods, I mean, do you have to go to any particular training or school? Or
no, you can learn in 10 or 15 minutes how to use them. In fact, there's a booklet that comes with a set of the healing rods, but literally I send people a 2-page document that says, okay, here's the basics of what you need to know. And in 5 or 10 minutes, you can be using the healing rods. Now, obviously, you can learn more and more about how to do that. And there's all kinds of tools that I provide and that the company provides with the healing rods to help you learn more. But literally, you could open the box with the healing rods in them and in 10 or 15 minutes be holding them for your first energy-boosting session.
Ah, okay. Now, what I'm curious about, of course, you've made mention of now some of the keys, and I'm just wondering, you know, when people are thinking, well, I want to feel better or get over something or bring more into my life, and they haven't considered an energy healing, they're thinking of something else. Can you help us shine a little more light on why someone would want to have that energy healing session?
Well, the energy healing session is something that it's a natural capability that we have when we feel good anyway. So it's a very non-invasive, natural process. It's like we all, if we can get our emotions and our intellect out of the way, naturally have a sense of joy and happiness at our best. And the healing rods just help remind us of that. So someone who wants to have non-invasive, natural healing that doesn't use drugs, doesn't even use pills, even the natural stuff like herbs and nutritional supplements or homeopathic stuff, and you don't want to have to psychologically go through and analyze it and talk about it. The energy healing, just like, you know, if you ever walked into a church during a big high holy day, whatever religion or spiritual tradition you hold, if you go to a group of people and you gather together, you come out feeling uplifted.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's the value. I mean, like the way you come out of, I used to love singing in when I would go to church when I was a kid because I felt better when I finished. And the energy healing gives you that buoyancy, that feeling of, this is possible for me to have what I want in my life. I feel better. And the best thing about energy healing is that it can be either an alternative or it can be a complement to other healing that you're using. For example, let's say that, I have an example. I was with my mother the other day and she had an earache. And so we started out with one of the aspirin-type pills that she had around. We had her take one of those, the minimum dose, and then I started working with energy healing, holding my hands next to her ear and literally focusing energy at a high vibration into her ear. And we also then put warm oil and cotton in her ear, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, literally the pain was completely gone. And we used all things together. We used the energy healing. We used a physical thing that would help, the warm oil, you know, the warm mineral oil. I mean, we used a combination of all different kinds of things. But with energy healing, there's no drug interactions. You don't have to worry. I mean, like even if you're taking herbs, and you take a drug, you have to be careful of, are there going to be drug interactions with the herbs?
Yes.
Because I know doctors will tell you often, the ones who don't know much about herbs or natural healing will say, stop taking all your vitamins and minerals and supplements and everything 3 days before you have surgery, so there's no drug interactions.
Oh.
And so one of the things about energy healing is it's something you can learn how to do yourself, with other people to nurture them. It's what we do naturally. You know, when someone hurts, we put our hand on the part of their body that hurts.
Right.
That we've forgotten all those things that we learned, and energy healing is just both with the healing rods, with the paradigm, and with hands-on energy work, is literally just relearning what we used to know generations ago before we kind of degenerated into, well, it has to be a physical fix, otherwise it's not real.
Mmm. Aha. So coming back to some ancient wisdom.
Yes, it is. It is literally the vibration on the planet now. In fact, in 87, what my teacher in the Egyptian Mystery School told me is the vibration is now high enough on the planet that we can safely teach these mysteries publicly. We haven't been able to for 17 generations because the energy on the planet was too low. We're now coming up to the higher vibrations that were there in ancient Egypt before 1500 BC.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, this is exciting news. Now, of course, there's a bit of a story about the Egyptian healing rods. I mean, it's not like you could just go to some bazaar in Cairo and pick some up, I don't think.
No, actually, well, I don't think so. Although they are available commercially in Egypt, it's not very widely known there, although obviously in certain circles it is. But the healing rods were actually, although the technology came from Egypt and the story of how to do the healing came from ancient Egypt, literally the mystery school that held the teachings of how to build the healing rods, it was held by the Zoroastrians. It's a Persian esoteric sect. And these guys who were masters in the esoteric teaching of yoga taught a Polish count how to make and to use the healing rods for his own spiritual development. And that book from that Polish count was published in 1955 when he died. And then all of a sudden, finally in 92, a Russian scientist, a physicist in Russia, got a hold of a copy of that book. And you know how in synergistic effects or synchronistic effects, if you get a message from three different people,
yeah,
you know that something's happening and you ought to pay attention?
Uh-huh.
Well, he got a copy of this booklet, a printed copy and handwritten copy from three different sources in a short space of time, a couple of weeks. And so he knew, because he was a very spiritual person, he knew that this was something he needed to pay attention to. So he got a couple of his other Russian scientific colleagues together, and they said, we can reverse engineer these. Let's build some of these.
Wow.
And so they experimented from 92 to 95, started handing the healing rods out to all their buddies in the scientific academy, the Russian Academy of Sciences. I mean, they handed out to medical parts of the scientific academy, to the theoretical and experimental physics, to the Graphite Institute, the mechanics and optics. They handed it out to people who were in radiology, who were in parapsychology, astropsychology, lots of other folks, and they had them test them, say, okay, we've made these healing rods, now what do they do scientifically? Tell us what they do. And so over the course of 10 years, these Russian scientists experimented and continued to revise them and fine-tune them until they got the sacred geometry right, until they got the vibration right, till the metal that the healing rods are made out of was purified to the optimal level, to where the crystals that are inside were charged by a 72-foot pyramid outside of St. Petersburg for the right amount of time. It takes 12 days and 12 nights to charge the crystals and the metal in the healing rods so they hold the high vibration that they hold.
Wow.
And so this Russian scientist experimented for almost 10 years. They finally released them or made them commercially available in 2000 and started winning all kinds of awards in Russia for alternative healing tools and technology. And then they decided, well, let's take it to the rest of the world. And so they showed up in the U.S. about 2002. And I found out about them in 2007. But, I mean, literally everything about the healing rods was scientifically verified all the way through the whole process of developing them, reverse engineering them, and then experimenting to see if they could continue to create more and more powerful healing rods, because there's 10 different kinds.
Oh.
They hold the 10 different vibrations. And so if you were to hold each of these sets of healing rods independently, if you had any sensitivity to energy at all, you would feel that they have a totally different vibration. They have different purposes, and they have different frequencies. But it's all based on resonance and entrainment. It's all the crystals and the metal and the sacred geometry hold a high vibration, and our bodies align with that or entrain with the high vibration. Just clocks, grandfather clocks against a wall will start swinging back and forth in time. Well, we ourselves do that. If we're around people that are feeling bad, we if we're not careful, our vibration can go down. If we're around people that are very uplifted and optimistic, we can build our energy higher. It's the same principle. We're aligning with a very, very high vibration healing device or tool, and it brings our vibration up.
Ah, well, this is This is wonderful. I know I had studied locally in the Boulder area a woman, Reverend Hannah Kroger, and as a renowned healer, and she had taught us and could select using dowsing different quartz crystals or different crystalline forms, and then douse to see, okay, what's this vibration good for? Is it good for the kidney? Is it good for the liver? That kind of a thing. And I'm getting a sense in the that yes, you know, crystals work, and there's crystals used in these. But I'm guessing there might be some advantage to the rods over just using plain crystals.
Well, these are the quartz crystals in these healing rods are from the Ural Mountains, and they have a very, very high vibration. But you can get, I know a lot of people who do different kinds of healing with just plain crystals, and they get wonderful results. Because I don't think there's any either or, but definitely the healing rods. If you take the vibration of the average human being, according to some of the, what is the name of the guy that wrote the book about the power versus force?
That's Dr. David Hawkins.
David Hawkins, yes, thank you. In his book, he talks about a 1,000-point scale where humans that are healthy have about a 300 vibration on his scale, and it's not hertz, it's some vibrational index that he uses.
Right.
A person who's sick has a vibration of 200 on Hawking scale.
Yeah.
Someone who is transitioning out of this physical reality would have a 100 or lower. Someone who holds the Egyptian healing rods will be able to access a healing vibration of 500 on Hawking scale.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge jump up from the normal energy of the average human. Now, obviously, there are people like saints and ascended masters and yogis and people who've been meditating for years whose vibration is higher than 300, 400, 500. But in the hands of a trained energy worker, the healing rods can go up at least to 500 to 550, and they can go even higher if they're working with a master energy healer. So you're basically getting, sometimes even double the vibration of the normal person. That's why you don't hold the healing rods for very long. Usually it's 10, especially at first 5 or 10 minutes, then gradually working up to 15 or 20. Only people who've been working with the healing rods for a while can hold them for more than an hour without basically going into a healing response or a healing crisis, because the energy has gone too high for their body to detox it properly. You know that feeling of like you're coming down with a flu because you've had too much, you've tried to release too much toxins at too fast, and your liver and your kidneys and your bladder can't detoxify it fast enough.
Sure. Now, in your experience, if someone had some sort of a serious health condition and had an ability to take time off of work where they could really be careful about their diet, whatever, raw, whole living foods, different things like that, lots of rest, plenty of good liquids, could these rods then be a wonderful adjunct along with that, so that they could do a lot of clearing in a short time?
Absolutely. It would essentially help them to speed the process. And they wouldn't have to necessarily take the time off work. You can literally take 5 or 10 minutes during your lunch break before you go into work, after you get home, and you can raise your vibration and get incredible benefits. It's kind of like the feeling people tell me they get when they hold the healing rods is kind of like they've had after they've had a weekend-long meditation retreat, or they've meditated for an hour. It's that kind of feeling uplifted. And so if you, throughout the day, or at least on a regular basis, maybe once a day, hold the healing rods for at least 5 or 10 minutes, then over time you're gradually going to raise your vibration, and you'll be releasing the things in your energy field that have been stuck for years.
Wow. And I'm thinking to myself, for most people with busy lives, this is kind of nice that it could be a gradual process.
Absolutely, and that's easier on your body too, because I've had people who even psychics who bought sets of healing rods, and then I told them, you know, 15 minutes a day maximum for the first week or two. Don't use them too much because they're a very high vibration. And I've had people whose ego said, oh, no, I'm fine. I can use it longer. And they would hold it. Like, I had this one psychic healing practitioner who literally used, she had just gotten the rods on Friday, her whole set of healing rods, four of the four different types. And she took them to a healing fair and did healing with them all weekend long. And I called her on Monday and I said, hey, how are you doing, kiddo? How is it working with the healing rods? And she said, oh, I'm so tired. I can't even get out of bed. And I said, well, all right, call me later in the week after you get rested and let's talk. I'm curious how it worked. And she was flat on her back in bed for 5 days because she didn't take the basic warning, which is you don't jump from 300 or 400 points to 500 or 550 overnight and have it be seamless. You need to work into it gradually, and that's the smartest way, the gentlest way. There's no point in rushing yourself when you can have it be effortless. I say to people, if it feels bad after you held the healing rods, you held them too long. If it feels good, you held them the right amount of time.
Ah. Well, they're back to that old saying in the old hippie days, if it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel good, stop.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So that's a simple guideline for those.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely.
Wow. So apparently this we're kind of getting an overview. This is a complementary to all kinds of other things.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, I've some of the people I have brought into the Egyptian Healing Rods organization about 10 different people who use all different kinds of healing, alternative healing modalities, all the way from chiropractors to acupuncturists to massage practitioners to angel therapists to hypnotists to spiritual healers, all of those different kinds of energy work, all even MDs, all of those different kinds of energy work or healing modalities are boosted and strengthened and made to work more effectively with using the healing rods. I had, for example, one chiropractor who said when people hold the healing rods for 5 or 10 minutes before I start the session, the adjustment happens faster and it lasts longer.
Mm.
The massage practitioners say, when I use the healing rods, I can clear out that blocked energy or that tight muscles faster and with less physical effort from me using the healing rod, so that literally you're it's just kind of shining a light on, energetic light on whatever you're doing, and it's making it easier.
Hmm. Wow. You gotta like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because every time I use the healing rods, I use a combination of different kinds of healing. I mean, not only the hands-on healing myself, like if somebody comes into my healing room, they'll lay down on a massage table after we check to see which of the 10 different healing rods would be best for them today. And we'll have them sit down, and they'll hold the set of healing rods, one copper and gold they hold in the right hand, the silver and zinc they hold in their left, and they literally lay down on the massage table and hold them for anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. I also start working with my hands on the part of their body or energy field that is most congested, that they're having the most difficulty with, or where they want to release. And then the paradigm is like a headset, and so they literally feel the vibration through the bed, but they also hear it in their ears. And so they're using a combination of all different kinds of energy, and the combination is the thing that makes it so powerful. I've had people who came to me when I first started doing energy healing and said, oh, now that you're using the paradigm, it's much stronger. It's twice as strong. And then when I added the healing rods, they said, well, now it's about 4 times or 5 times stronger than it used to be when I first started coming to you and you just did hands-on energy work.
Ah.
So
wow.
It continues to give a boosted effect. And, you know, people can use it in their... What I like about it is people can use it in their own life. That, you know, you can use it for 5 or 10 minutes before you go into work. You can use it a few minutes at lunch or your break in the morning if you're feeling like you need to get grounded before that important meeting and you want to make sure that you're at your best. You can use it when you go home to calm down and decompress after the day rather than having to drink those two martinis.
Ooh.
You know, you get that, you really get much, much, and then you can also, there's one set of healing rods you can hold right before you go to sleep, and they'll help you to go to sleep more easily.
Ah.
So you can use,
wow.
You know, if you want to just use one set, you can use those, but there are a variety of different rods available for different purposes. And so I'll just pick whichever one, by dowsing, I'll just pick the ones that I'm supposed to use today and pick them up and ask how long I should hold them, and then I get the right ones for what my energy field needs right now.
Okay. Now, on the website, Heal Like an Egyptian, does it show all the different 10 rods that are available?
Yes, it does. Yes. Well, I have one of those, what they call an ethical bribe, where I give you something for free and you give me your email. And then once you get the email, then you can see all of the 10 different kinds of healing rods. You can see a short description of each one. When you sign in, you get a 40-page booklet that tells you all about the history of the healing rods, what the scientific research says about the healing rods from Russia, and then also how to use each one, what purpose each one is best for.
Oh, okay.
So I am trying to, I mean, my goal is to put self-help tools in the hands of people, whether the person is a healer, whether the person is just working on their own vibration, or let's say that there's a couple and they've been having a hard time getting on the same wavelength. You can actually use one set of rods and both people can share and hold them and get their frequency or their vibration in alignment so that they can relate to each other better and they can be on the same wavelength.
Huh.
You can use them with a family. You know, you like so many people will hold, you know, in some families they'll hold hands and they'll pray before a meal. Well, you could, before a family conference, you could have everybody join hands and share one set of healing rods with the whole family, and the whole family would function at a higher level. You can do the same thing with a team at work. I've started meetings out in small teams, in small businesses, and we started an important meeting with everybody holding hands and focusing on what they're trying to create, and the healing rods boost their energy to help them do it better.
Hmm. Ah, okay. Wow, and you're finding that people in just regular businesses are getting more open to this kind of interaction?
It depends on the business and it depends on the leader. There's no general rule because in many companies, it's so conservative and so straight that they wouldn't have a hard time doing something like that. But I've been surprised and pleased at how many of the small businesses, especially these new small businesses that have been started by spiritually awakened people, they're very, very open to that, and they'll use it. I was at a grant writing firm in Denver the other day, and five of us sat around together and shared a set of healing rods and did a meditation to create something that they were trying to create together as a group. So, you know, there's small businesses all over that are doing this, but families are a good place, and just, you know, two people who are working together on a project or a team, let's say that you're on a committee with people at your church or your spiritual, whatever your spiritual group is, and you're working together with a group of people, instead of starting out with a prayer or with a meditation, you can start out with holding the healing rods. It's a great way to boost the energy of what you're doing.
Okay, and so if a family or group has this, is it like passing around from person to person, or each?
No, it's actually connecting hands. Like one person, the person that the healing rods were originally chosen for, holds the healing rods, and then everybody else, like let's say I'm holding the healing rods and you're sitting on my right, you would grab the top of the copper rod, and then you'd hold hands with the person next to you, and everybody around the circle will hold hands, and then somebody who's on my left will grab a hold of the zinc rod, and then we'll be all connected, and the energy will travel around the circle.
Mm. Wow.
So,
wow.
The energy, I've done this, I mean, the people who are the U.S. distributors for the healing rods, because they come from Russia to a distribution house in New Mexico, and then all of us who are dealers order our healing rods from the folks in New Mexico, rather than having to order them from Russia. They all come together in one, you know, so we deal with customs just once, you know, twice a month when the orders come in. And so
we get our
healing rods from the New Mexico headquarters, and then...
Yeah, I hope they have a sign up around the facility like, caution, do not come too close to the building too long unless you're willing to have spontaneous healing.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. They have a hard time keeping people working in the office because it's too high of a vibration for many people to hold. It's like a revolving door there.
Yeah.
About every 3 or 4 months, there's a new person in there. And my suspicion, I don't know for a fact, there may be other reasons, but my suspicion is that the energy is just too intense to be around the healing rods nonstop like that. I keep them in the center of my living room, spread out on a table, my 10 different healing rods. But the woman who brought me into the business said, one time I brought 50 sets of healing rods home with me in my car, driving from New Mexico back to Arizona.
Yeah.
She said, by the time I got 100 miles outside of my home, I literally had to stop and pull off the side of the road and have some coffee because I was just going into the ozone. The energy of the healing rods was so intense because she hadn't had them around her very much. So, you know, literally I've been in classes where we had to put the healing rods back in their cases. We had to put some of the crystal pyramids back in their boxes because people were just falling out. They couldn't hold the energy because they weren't used to it.
Oh, wow.
So it does take some getting used to, for sure.
The thing
is, if you use it judiciously, if you use it, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes a day and gradually work up to more as your body, you know, kind of like an electric power plant, there's a capacity the electric power plant has.
Yeah.
And it can't hold more than that capacity without blowing a switch or without blowing something up. Well, humans have an overload capacity too. Their energy system, when I first got the healing rods, 15 minutes was enough to make me levitate practically. I mean, I was just, you know, vibrating really, really fast. Now I can hold them for, you know, up to an hour sometimes, although I don't always do that. Usually it's about 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, and you had, of course, an extensive background in energetic work coming into that. So that's...
Yeah.
That lets our listeners know quite a bit. Now, is there someone that just, you know, should not use these? Or?
Well, there's certain conditions, physical conditions, that are not smart. It's not smart to use the healing rods if you've got these. Or, like, for example, if someone has an acute phase of venereal disease and they've got an open wound that is oozing, well, the healing rods speed the flow of fluids in your body. Energy, blood, all the body's fluids are speeded up by the higher vibration, and so literally you're going to be oozing more. They don't want to be doing that. It's better to wait until the venereal disease has gone into the inactive phase, and then you can use the healing rods for a short period of time to gradually build the strength of the body and the immunity of the body. If someone is under alcohol or drug intoxication, that is not a good time to use the healing rods because it will literally intensify and cause distress in the person who's got the drug or the alcohol intoxication.
Oh, so you couldn't I know some of the people out there are kind of starting to think, well, geez, I go out to and drinking and I can drop $50. Could I just have one drink and use the healing rod and get the same effect?
Well, you could use the healing rods by themselves and get a lot of the same euphoria and sense of intoxication that you get from the alcohol or drugs, but when you try to use them together, it falls apart.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work. In fact, the last time you would want to use the healing rods is if you've been out drinking.
Ah.
Or if you're high. You know, that is, if somebody is suffering from schizophrenia or other psychological disorders, that is not a good time because it will subvert the medicines that they're probably taking, and it will also cause them to be much more like a loose cannon. They will be more unpredictable. You don't want to intensify the psychological disorder. There is one exception, however, and that's depression. The Russians found that with depression, they could get really good results, because if somebody's depressed, it's just that they're not feeling love, hope, or peace right now. But they probably remember a time when they did. And so they can hold the healing rods, and it will help them to tune in to those feelings, those buoyant feelings of love and hope and peace. A woman who's in her first or her last trimester of her pregnancy, those are the times when moving your fluid and your blood flow and your energy could, in fact, result in an early termination of the pregnancy or an early birth. And so we don't suggest that pregnant women use the healing rods in that first 3 months or in the last 3 months before the birth. Even some women who are during the menstrual cycle could, by using the healing rods, increase their blood flow, and that would be not good for them. Although I have had other women use them to get the blood flowing during the beginning of the cycle, and that eases some of the pain. So you have to be very careful with that. If someone's got pathologically low blood pressure, what's called hypotonia, not just garden variety low pressure, but the kind where they're fainting, where they're falling over and passing out, there's one set of healing rods that they should definitely not ever hold, because it'll slow them down too much. But some of the other healing rods are fine for somebody with low blood pressure, because it'll help raise their frequency and their blood pressure, so it'll be a little bit higher. If you're having a really bad hair day, if you're feeling really bad and you can't hold a positive focus, like with the law of attraction, if you're feeling really funky, you don't want to be holding the healing rods, because you'll draw more funky stuff to you. So if you can hold a positive intent, then the healing rods are perfect. But if you're really in a bad state, it's better to go out for a walk or drink some water, meditate, do something to shift your energy. And then when you can hold the positive intent, then you hold the healing rods, and then you can raise your vibration even higher. A couple of other conditions where it's not good to use the healing rods, if you've got gallstones or bladder stones, you could, in fact, discharge one of those stones, and it could be very painful, because it's speeding the flow of energy and fluids in your body. You would not want to use the healing rods when you're in that discharge phase, if you've got gallstones or bladder stones or kidney stones. If you've just had a blood clot in your brain, I can guarantee you do not want to be moving the blood and energy faster in your brain, because the blood clot could break free. And for people who have diabetes, the healing rods have lowered blood sugar as much as 2 or 3 points in a very short period of time. So diabetics are, if you use them with diabetics at all, it's for very short periods of time under very controlled circumstances, and you monitor their blood sugar very carefully. So it's not like if somebody came to me and they said they had diabetes, I would not use the healing rods with them. I would work with them to find another way of working with them energetically until they were able to get their blood sugar stabilized. So those are the conditions. I mean, it makes sense if you're speeding up the flow of energy, whether it's blood, fluids, or just energy, all of those conditions are ones that you don't want to dramatically increase the flow, because they're areas that where there would be danger to the body or to the to the person if you use them. So those are the few of the conditions, the counterindications that the Russians found when they did research during that 10 years.
Now, what's interesting, I'm curious, because I went into this HealLikeAnEgyptian.com and put in my email address, so I get to look at these different things. And then I was curious because I was wondering, there's this set, it's kind of interesting, there's the rods, not rods quartz, rods crystal, rods free flow, and I didn't know so many women are dealing with time where they're off balance during their monthly cycle. And I didn't know if you've seen anything positive with any of these different rods for that.
Sure, yes. I think, well, and like I said, each time you use the healing rods, there's usually one set of healing rods that will help a person the most. And so if somebody says to me, well, I'm having PMS problems and my menstrual cycle's out of balance, then I would douse using a chart that shows all 10 of the healing rods and see which one is going to serve them best, and then help them to learn how to use the healing rods to calm themselves, to balance their energy. And according to the Russian research, literally 5 minutes of holding the healing rods is equivalent to a 30-minute acupuncture treatment. So you basically open your chakras, you get your meridians, your energy, the rivers of energy that the Chinese medicine deals with, all running the right direction and balanced, and all of your acupuncture points, your major ones, are balanced as well. So you're basically getting your energy field balanced and aligned, and so everything about your body's energy will be moving more freely. It's like if you don't have any beaver dams blocking the energy because you've got stress or pain or held emotion that hasn't been released, then the energy can move freely and your body can heal itself. What you're really doing is you're allowing the body to heal itself because you're removing the obstacles or the blocks to energy movement.
And doing it, just holding on to these rods.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. So you can use them for emotional distress. You can use them for manifesting desires. You can essentially clear out the cellular memories that are stored in cells throughout your body. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just curious. Now, one of the products that I work with in my company is a bioelectric shield, and it's five hand-cut crystals that are placed in some epoxy and then set inside metal, silver, or gold, and then it's energetically charged. And I know it comes with instructions that say, put it in a daylight window for 6 hours once a month, and it started getting me curious about the life expectancy or if there's any maintenance to the rods.
No, there's none, because that's one of the reasons that the Russians tested the healing rods to see how long it took to charge them in the pyramid, because they found that if they charged them for less than 12 days and 12 nights, that the energy didn't hold. If they charged them with more, if they charged the healing rods for more than 12 days and 12 nights, they didn't get any additional benefit. So literally the energy of the healing rods is locked in, and they don't disappear. You don't have to have them recharged.
Okay, well, that's important from a standpoint. I got to change the oil in my car and put gasoline in it. But the healing rods are just a one-time investment, then it lasts the rest of your life.
It does, and you don't have to ever get it recharged, Now, one of the things that does sometimes happen is someone will buy one set of healing rods, and then 6 months or a year or a couple years later, they'll call me back and say, hey, I'm ready to move to the next level. I'm not getting as much uplifting feeling from using the healing rods now. Maybe I've aligned with them already, and now it's time to go to the next level. And so they may want to buy a higher vibration set and then continue to work with those to get their body to align with it. So they might, an individual might want to have one set of healing rods that are for physical balancing and one set for manifesting, or one set for manifesting and one set for healing, for for ascension, for really raising the vibration very high. So, but literally with one set of healing rods, unless a Mack truck runs over them or you put them on top of a furnace, nothing's going to happen. Because literally they are held together with the inside the healing rod. This is about a 1-inch wide cylinder, and it's about 5.5 inches long. And the ends of those cylinders are put in with hard wax, and the crystals inside are held in place with hard wax. So if you were to stick the healing rods on top of a heater, that hard wax might start melting.
Uh-huh.
Or if you were living in Arizona and you left them in the back of your car for 3 hours on a hot summer day, you might find that that hard wax is melting. Now,
yeah.
You could get them, you know, send them back to the company and ask them to fix them, and that would be no problem, but still, why go through the hassle of not having them around when you want them?
Exactly.
But those are the only two things that can harm the healing rods, you know, the literally structurally crushing them or melting the hard wax that holds the crystals in place.
Yeah. Yeah, so do not hold over an open flame at your campfire.
Yes, or stick them in a if you're using them, like, for example, in a bathtub. So a lot of people like to meditate in the bathtub.
Sure.
You don't want to just submerge them in the water. You can hold them.
Hold them out of the water, not underwater.
Yeah. I mean, you could quickly take them into and out of the water, but to submerge them and let them stay there, you'd be taking a risk that the ends might pop off. Now, I haven't heard of anybody doing that, and I've been selling the healing rods to people for a couple of years now, and the woman who'd worked with them before had a set for 5 years, and she'd never, and she lived in Arizona, so she never had a problem. But it is potentially possible.
Wow. Margie, we could go on, and I realize we've just gone a bit over time anyway, and this is so thrilling. I just want to thank you and encourage people to go visit your website, healinglikeanegyptian.com, and just to thank you for opening this pathway for us of an easy, powerful way for our healing and our balance. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Well, we'll keep our listeners posted as I'm going to look into these some more and report back to you folks. So thank you for coming on, Margie. Thank you, beloved listeners. I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving holiday and a wonderful week coming up. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God. Let go.